There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Doc, I'm Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic, and I'm with my incredible co-host, the one, the only, Dr. Pat Basile, who is the founder of the Transformation Network, as well as the host of the world-famous The Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, and we have a really, really great show. This is March, and this week has a lot of mystical significance. Yeah. Now, we all know tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, but earlier in the week, it was March 14th, 314. And 314 or 3.14 is also National Pie Day. And a lot of people celebrate it by eating pie, but it's from the mathematical constant pi, 3.14, which goes on for eternity. And what's really cool, Dr. Pat, is, and that's also Albert Einstein's birthday is 3.14. And ironically, it is also the day that Stephen Hawking died.
Wow.
And MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they send out an email to everyone who's been accepted into MIT every 3:14 at 3:14 p.m. So 3:14 has a significance on so many different levels. But then again, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. And so when Dr. Pat and Rocky and Linda and I were coming up with the theme for today's show, you know, people think of the shamrock and, you know, the luck of the Irish. And there's an ancient Irish proverb that says, a good friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have. And we just thought that that would be the perfect show theme, because life without friends isn't much of a life at all.
No, it's not. You know, I don't know, Mark, let's just talk about this for a minute, because I don't know how you came to an awakening about it. I don't know if, you know, you went through a life experience. But I know there were two things that really happened to me in my life to realize how important that is. And I did not grow up understanding relationships. I mean, if you're me, everybody dies suddenly in your family. That was the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, like, we had somebody one day after, like, when I was like 10 at Catholic church, come out to my parents and just start waving the cross at them, telling my father that his family legacy would be cursed forever. So never got the real story behind that. That's probably another show. Probably have to save that one for Halloween. But the point really is about what you're talking about is that there are moments in life where we look at somebody that's close to us.
Yeah.
And we think for a minute, how will I go on without them? Just a moment, even if that's not the reality, Mark.
Yeah.
But I'm not really expressing it properly. After all, this is an afterlife show, so you tell people how you're going to go on without them. But it's more like a feeling where you feel like this loss.
Yeah.
Right? And just loss. And I have to tell you, this has been hitting me hard. And I just don't want to say this on here, but if somebody that you really care for is not willing to take good care of their health, then you've got a couple of options. And one of them is not to walk away from them. One of them is to show up on their doorstep and show them how to do it. Okay, call me codependent. I don't care. Or the other one is if they're close proximity, just grab them and shake them.
That is such – I'm glad you brought that up, because in so many of the readings that I do, spirits transmit to me information about the person's health. And I'll say, okay, they want you to stop eating this or doing that. And people are like, well, I'm not going to stop smoking. I'm not going to stop eating bacon. I'm not going to stop drinking. And my attitude is, well, if these spirits are coming all the way from the afterlife, from heaven, and they're telling you stop doing this, I think maybe you should listen. and on a more personal level, not taking care of yourself, you're doing a disservice not only to you, but to the people around you who care about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, part of this today is, as we think about this, when we go into St. Patrick's Day, we look at, what the days mean and what they mean. This is also a month that we celebrate women.
Yes.
This is a month that we do that. Some of us celebrate women all the time. But the most important thing that we have today is that we are here to help the people that are calling into the show. That's what you and I show up for every show.
Yes.
Because there's something that you and I have committed to. There's something that we've promised to ourselves and to others that we were going to do to assist them along the way. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I didn't plan this way. Really didn't. But isn't that what gets you a little bit fired up about the show and some of the things we do and, how that's a celebration? I mean, certainly I didn't die on this day and wasn't born on this day. But there are people that we look at and we celebrate, and it's time for us to celebrate our fabulous audience today.
I agree. And I'm glad that you brought up that, March is Women's History Month. And I broke down and watched the Academy Awards the other night, and I was really impressed with a lot of the acceptance speeches. But Michelle Yao, who won best female actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
When she said, "And ladies, don't let anyone tell you you're past your prime."
Yeah.
Wow. Because Hollywood and society in general is, okay, a woman gets a certain age and she has no value, and that which is absolutely absurd. And that also applies to men. When you see somebody like Brendan Fraser, who was, he was everything. He was everything everywhere all at once back in the late 90s. Remember, like, he was in movies every 5 minutes, the handsome, dashing, leading man, and then he disappeared. And for getting an award, the Academy Award for Best Actor for Whale, where he plays a grossly obese man, completely marginalized by society. And that's pretty heavy duty stuff. And this is part of what Dr. Pat and I are doing here, is we're providing a forum for people who may feel marginalized or alone, or they're grief-stricken, or maybe they just need some type of advice. And that's why, the psychic and the doc are on call.
Yeah. Well, Mark, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. We got Jessica managing all that for us. And the question for all of you out there is, there's a story around these days that are coming up, whether it's today or tomorrow. And it's a fascinating story, but there's a story that you are able to tell yourself. Are you going to pick thriving? Or are you going to pick surviving? Take a short break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to The Psychic and the Doc. And before we go ahead here, please, Mark, we always wait way later and people don't know about your book. They don't know how to find you. I know you're out and about. I just found out today I'm going to be doing a speaking event in May in Chicago. So things are changing. But for people, how do they find out? How do they schedule sessions with you? Give him the information here.
Well, thank you.
Don't hold back.
I won't. My web address is the same as the title of my latest book, The Afterlife Frequency. So I invite everyone to go to afterlifefrequency.com, and I invite you to sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about scheduling a one-on-one reading with me. Go to the calendar of events. You'll always see how to watch the psychic and the doc every week. Also, you can sign up and subscribe to Best Holistic Life magazine. And everything there is on my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com. And I got all sorts of events coming up, and which you can find out about in the calendar of events through my newsletter. And every week, I'm going to be here on Thursday with Dr. Pat, my conspirator in positivity and health. Well, you know, it's been such an incredible journey, and seeing how this show is all over the world. We get callers from everywhere. And it's amazing because I'm on a lot of other shows where I get interviewed and people call in and go, hey, I listen to your show, The Psychic and the Doc, every week. And it's like, oh, that's just great. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, our goal when we started this out was to help people. That's never changed.
Yeah.
And we've got an amazing audience. I'm still trying to get the videos Tom from Italy is trying to send me, but I'm sure I'll get those. So Jessica, let's hit it up.
All right.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's get started. We've got Daniel calling in from California. Daniel, you are live with the Psychic and the Doc.
Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you both doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing okay. My question relates to, I've been going through a really difficult kind of family time that I feel normally would have me just kind of overly emotional. And I feel like there has been something that has been helping me through that I don't know what it is.
I love that you said you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The very fact that you said you don't know. Yeah, that's good. Because when you don't know what you don't know, that's when you're going to get what you need to get. Now I'm gonna move you. That is the best place I've ever been in my life, is when I've been like, I don't know what I don't know. And I'm like that almost every day now. But let me turn you over here to Mark. Okay.
Hey, Daniel, I'm going to open up to frequency, and I am picking up on a gentleman, the spirit of a gentleman. And I use the word gentleman in that is what this man was. He was a true gentleman, and he feels like he is connected to you on the grandparent level, because I see him like two generations above. So it doesn't necessarily mean a grandfather. It could be a great uncle, or could even be somebody that was older and, you know, very wise that you looked up to. He had kind of a medium build, had a gaunt look on his face prior to passing. So he was getting thinner, and he very well may have had a mustache, because I keep seeing like this gray mustache. And what I'm getting with him is it seems that he was a profound influence in your life, but when you were very young. So this indicates to me that he may have passed by the time you were 10 or before that. And what I get with his passing, it feels very much like cardiac arrest, because I'm feeling blockages around the heart, and I'm feeling a numbness running down the whole left side of my body. So that could be a heart attack, which affects the left side of the body. It could be a right brain stroke, which affects the right side of your body. But I'm really getting a lot of cardiac involvement. And it seems to me that he was in declining health for some time, And then eventually the heart issue took him. Do you recognize this person?
Honestly, the only relative I can think of would be my great grandfather, who was a Russian cavalryman that I never knew, who would have had a mustache and perhaps been the more gentlemanly. Like, the mustache is what's, I'm trying to think of a relative or someone close, but.
Well, hold on. Let's take the mustache out of the equation, because he may have had a mustache at a time in his life that predated you. Let's go with older, because, you know, this could be that gentleman. And I know this sounds weird, but he's talking about your eating habits. Do you eat a lot of chicken? I know this sounds weird, but he's talking about you and chicken legs and eating chicken. Or is there something about eating chicken that you have an issue with?
I have been eating a lot less, so I've been eating less chicken as well as everything else, but
bingo.
I am going through a process also of experimenting with vegetable-based chicken leg products.
Okay. You know what I mean? That's it. Okay. Yeah. So this guy's around you. He's aware of what's happening in your life. Question, was the Russian a cavalryman, was he connected to you through your father's side of the family?
Through my father's side of the family.
Okay, then that's who we got. Because when a spirit gives us a message of an explanatory advisory nature, which he was giving us his physical appearance, how he died. And then you said, well, I think that is this gentleman. And then when they follow that up with an objectively verifiable fact, which is chicken, you eating chicken and you're doing this whole thing with chicken products and vegetable based chicken, that verifiable fact is how we know we've properly received and interpreted the message before that, which is who this is. Now, he is the one who is one of your spiritual guides. And he keeps talking quite a bit about images of angels. And is there anything about angels? Like, some people like collecting angels. Some people believe in angels. And the other thing about angels, it could be a name like Angela or Anthony because of the A-N sound connected to the name. And many times, though, when I get angels, that's my trigger for the name Michael because of the Archangel Michael. But he keeps showing images of angels. And I think what he's getting at here is that he's in the role of a guide who is helping you through all of this. And he said that the fact that you don't understand what it is, but are still working with the guidance, he said you're getting the point.
Yeah. I feel a very close tie to my father's side of the family, even though they're not wonderful people, the history of them. So that would be, that would be amazing.
The last thing he's giving me two things. He's giving me an emerald, and emeralds, beautiful, beautiful green gemstones. Ironic that the Emerald Isle is Ireland and tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. However, when I get emeralds, that usually means either a piece of jewelry with an emerald in it of significance that you may recognize. It's going to be connected to you or somebody close to you, or a significance to the month of May, because emerald is the birthstone for the month of May. So this could be, Daniel, a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event which may be connected to you or to somebody close to you within the month of May. And May is also a trigger for the name Mary, because May is dedicated to Mary, the mother of Jesus. So this could be a Mary, Marilyn, a Margaret, Marianne. So it could be a significant event in the month of May, something with an emerald in it, or a trigger for the name, variation on the name Mary.
So there's no emerald that I can think of, not to say it didn't exist.
No, that's fine. It's when I get images, it can mean several different things. Go ahead.
Meryl is a woman, is my grandmother on the other side of the family. I don't know if that plays, but she was my favorite person in the world until she passed.
Perfect. There you go. So we got Grandma Meryl, because Meryl, Mary, that's right along there. Let's see what Grandma Meryl wants you to know. Yeah, this is fascinating, this eating less and this whole shift in your health habits. She said that, and the reason that that the great grandfather came through and talked about the heart. She's talking about the shift in your health habits are actually reducing the stress on your heart, the physical stress. So I don't know if you've had an issue with cardiovascular or cholesterol, but what they're showing me is the blood vessels, the ventricles and the blood vessels going in and through your heart are actually clearing out and opening up. So Daniel, keep doing what you're doing. Dr. Pat?
I think this is good. Yeah, I think this is good. But my question for you is, did you call in for another reason? Was there some other question you had?
No, it was, you know, I've kind of gone through the issue with the family over and over again. So my real question was about this thing I felt supporting me through the situation.
Good. Yeah. How is that? How's the vegetable diet thing working for you? The change in diet? How's that change working?
It's not just vegetables. It's really just less eating and, you know, calories in, calories out.
So you want to take better care of yourself. You want to take better care of yourself.
Of course. Of course.
I think it's in the air. I think that's in the air.
Whether it's in the air or not, it's what's what I'm doing right now. And I'm, you know what I mean?
I got it. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Love your show.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
God bless. What do you say, Dr. Pat? Think we
let's keep rolling
the phones?
Yeah, let's keep Jessica busy.
Okay, sounds good. We've got David next from New Jersey. David, you are on the Psychic and the Doc.
David? Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, what can we do for you?
I'm calling because I needed I don't know how to say it. I guess insight from spirit in regards to like my career.
Go ahead. Let's see if Mark brings can get some messaging for you. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, David, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could you speak up and repeat your request? Because remember, I'm a medium as opposed to a fortune teller. So because a lot of people call in, will I find a new job or will I find love in my life? And that is not always what a spirit is going to transmit. So if you could go ahead and speak up.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, now yes. I can. Thank you.
Okay. I was calling to connect with spirit, possibly with any insight or messages. I had a couple significant losses just recently. Taking it pretty hard.
Well, I am getting a female energy coming through, and what I'm getting with her, she was a nice lady. I just get like nice lady, and she had really supple, really, really soft skin. Her face, I don't want to say it was round, but it was roundish oval. She had thick hair. And what I'm getting with her is I'm getting a lot of coughing. I'm getting like that. So she was having a tremendous amount of difficulty breathing and with her lungs prior to passing. And I'm getting huge amounts of strain on the liver, on the kidneys, on her bladder area. So with all the filtration organs in her body, liver, kidneys, bladder. And I'm also getting the sense of edema, which is swelling, fluid retention in her legs and her feet. So this woman had a lot of issues going on with her. And the notable thing here, David, is it doesn't seem that anyone thought, any of the healthcare providers thought that she was in imminent threat of passing, but then all of a sudden her condition took a turn for the worst. It was kind of, yes, she had health issues, but then there was an unexpected element to her passing. Does any of this resonate with you?
Every single word of it, absolutely. She had COPD, had two or three heart attacks, was on a bunch of medication. She had an asthma attack and called 911. They showed up and, they treated like an asthma attack. And then this thing, she coded and then she never came back.
Wow. Okay. So she is And I'm smiling and I'm almost laughing now, certainly not because of the passing, but because of what she's doing. She's dancing. She's doing do the twist. She's doing the peppermint twist, which is fascinating. And when a spirit does things like that, what she's indicating is, okay, yes, she came in and gave us the ailments which were associated with her passing, but that's over with now. And the fact that she's dancing, and I keep tasting peppermint. Now, peppermint is cool because that could mean either she or you love peppermint, hate peppermint. But peppermint is also one of my triggers for the month of December because I associate peppermint with candy canes. So it could be a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to her, to you, or someone close to either of you within December. And because it's peppermint, it can also be a trigger for a variation on the name Pat, Patrick, or Patricia. And of course, we have Dr. Pat here. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, but it's not Dr. Pat. It's not St. Patrick's Day. All right. Is there anything there, David?
Yes. Well, she passed November 20th, a little before Christmas. Okay. So that's the holiday season. That makes sense. Pat, or I don't know about the name, but definitely the season.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Yeah, that's one of my triggers. I want you to think about peppermint, but don't stress on it. Let me get the message that she wants you to know. Okay, this is really very positive. She said that she knows that you're going around and you feel like you're walking in cement boots, you know, just like you're real heavy, and that's depression. But she's explaining to me that you've been through enough difficulties and enough tragedy and losses in your life that you realize that eventually you're going to emerge from this. And she said, David, draw upon everything you've been through to show you where you're going. Dr. Pat, what's your take on this?
I'm stuck on the peppermint part. And, you know, sometimes when we say peppermint, we don't know exactly what that is, but peppermint also can relate to cough drops. It can relate to something else. That's coming up. I'm just curious for you if there's something that you right now are wanting to change in your own life. Because anytime Mark does a reading like this, it usually ties into something that you're trying to get done.
Absolutely.
And it feels a little stuck. You feel a little stuck to me.
My career.
Okay.
As well as where I should live, because it's, like he said, walking with cement boots.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is where you're stuck. Okay, can I help you real quick? Which is most important, where you live or your career? Which one is the most important?
My career.
Okay.
I'm sorry, no, where I live. I want to live closer to my son. But
yeah, see, this is exactly what. Does your son like peppermint?
Well, no, you know what? His birthday is New Year's Day, right after Christmas, too.
Okay.
So that makes sense as well.
Got it. It does. So here's the thing. This is really what happens to a lot of us when we have to make these. So first of all, thank you for calling in. These are never easy decisions. I've had to make a couple of these like this myself. And I never look back. You know, the decisions I've had to make to be around people I care for versus a promotion or a job. Whenever I've selected from the heart, and especially if I've used some common sense, right? Let me just throw that in. It's always more fulfilling.
You're absolutely correct.
I have to throw the common sense in. I think you know what I'm talking about right there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It would make a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. So what I'm trying
also,
to say to you is,
with the previous,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, with the previous reading you just did,
yeah,
literally everything that he said applied to me. I had an uncle, his funeral was today.
Wow.
He died from a heart attack at home unexpectedly last week. My birthday's in May. That's what the
Mark,
funeral
Mark.
Was. It was almost like scary. He had a mustache.
Well,
he was in the Marines.
Yeah, David, what that is, that's what's known as collective consciousness communication. And what happens is spirits come in tandem in a group. And so the previous caller's spirits and your spirits, there's a commonality between them. I mean, I could explain this in greater detail, but that's what I explain in the afterlife frequency. And that's why that caller came first, and then you came, so that his spirits then stepped aside and arced over to your spirits. So it's, yeah, it's cool that you're saying this, because it's not unusual. We see this a lot on the show, and I see it in my public events as well. So yeah, you've got a good team there. And, you know, I like what Dr. Pat asked you. What's more important, your job or where you live?
Yeah.
And you said being near your son is more important. So, Dr. Pat, take it away.
Yeah. See, then you don't have a decision. Can I help you out real quick with this? Then you don't have a decision. And what I mean by that, the only way that this would be a real tough decision for you is, and I was in this situation, so I know a bit about it, is if you had to make a decision that if you didn't take the job, let me just throw an idea out. I'm not saying this is you though. If you didn't take a job or a career move, it would have a negative impact on you seeing your son. See, that's the only time I've seen a situation where you get caught between, I want to be around my son, but if I don't do this thing with the job, I may be prevented from seeing my son. See what I'm trying to say to you right there with that? Does that make it any sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. But if there's no relationship, go ahead.
No. I was just saying that's the biggest thing, is the distance. I'm in New Jersey and he's in Atlanta. So it would be a big move for me to go to Atlanta. And I guess it's just the fact that I'm rooted here, you know, born and raised, and just that transition to going, I guess, south.
I'm a Jersey girl.
Way there,
I'm a Jersey girl. I'm telling you. I mean, let's just get real for a minute here. Yeah, you know, there's something about growing up in New York and New Jersey. Now, my family moved to the South, but I will tell you, I did not. That was never going to work out for me.
Oh.
And then my job moved me up to the Northeast, like Massachusetts, New Hampshire. That didn't work out for me. So I came west. But you see, what does it mean for you to sacrifice being close to your son? How does that feel in your heart? Give me a minute. Give me just a minute. I don't want to keep you very much longer here. I got folks waiting, but I want to know this. When you think about not being able to see your son, unless you got like frequent flyer miles, well, how does that feel in your heart?
It's horrible.
Bingo.
It's like you can't find happiness, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Unless this job is for you to be Elon Musk's personal whatever, there'll be other jobs. There won't be other sons.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, good.
Absolutely correct.
Yep. Kind of hang out with it a minute, around a little bit.
Chicken literally lasts 5 minutes.
Oh,
I mean,
my
the
God.
Last
this...
5 days, I've ate chicken for dinner.
Right? Right?
You know what, David?
I had Popeyes for breakfast.
you're supposed to be here right now, and I'm gonna ratify.
Oh my
chime
goodness!
In and underscore what Dr. Pat said, because in your last few hours on this earth, will you wish that you'd taken that job or spent more time with your son?
Yep.
So there's your answer.
Yep. There are going to be more jobs for you, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you both
all
so
right.
much.
Mark, thank you.
You.
Right. Thank
you,
David. God
you
bless
do.
You.
I wish
thank you.
You.
Send me some pizza, would you? Can you send me some of that Jersey pizza with the oil on it and everything, please? Okay. Where do we want to do, Mark?
Let's keep going. I'd say we take another call. What do you think?
Yeah, Jessica's on it.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's do it. And I'd like to just swing right back across the country over to Hawaii. And so we've got Nelson calling in from Hawaii. Nelson, you are on the Psychic in the Dock.
Aloha, Nelson.
Aloha, Nelson.
Aloha. Aloha, Mark and Dr. Pat.
Great to hear from you. You bet. How can we help you today?
I've been through a lot, like a lot of people, and I've had a lot of grief and loss. And at one point, because my dog was my soulmate, when he died on Mother's Day 2 years ago, I was ready to check out. But I was taking care of two parents that are depending on me, so I stayed. And then one passed away this recently, and now the other one fell apart, so now she's in a care home. It's like every day I always wish I had, you know, I could just walk over to the other side, because it is very painful. She's now in a care home, and I'm trying to keep myself together, because her memory is pretty much gone. Every day I feel like I want to go, because I don't want to see her fall apart like my dog and my father. I did connect with my father and my dog through certified mediums, through a radio program. And my dad, who kind of mistreated me while I was taking care of him for 20 years, told me that I was his number one, which is kind of shocking to me, because he treated me pretty poorly and favored my brother. Now my brother is trying to take my mother, our mother, claiming that he can take care of her, but I don't think he can. This man emptied his father's bank account, and then my sister emptied our mother's bank account. So I have to stay just to protect my mother. But it has been quite a challenge, and I came across this website, Learn How to Connect with Your Loved Ones. And I'm doing that right now just to keep myself occupied with something that gives me hope for a connection with my dog and my dad. My dad appeared to me while I had a headache and nausea. And he came by my side and put his hand on my head, and instantly it went away. So I know it really happened, because most of the time I kind of discount these things that I see. So that's where I'm at. And I called, for whatever reason, I called because you guys were talking about friendship. Yeah. My dog was the friend that I've always wanted as a kid. That's why I called.
Was your dog a darker color?
Yeah, it was brown.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He had liver spot. He was in and out of the hospital.
Right, right. Nelson. When a medium is doing a reading for you, try not to interrupt and try not to give a constant stream of information. Instead, validate what I'm getting. No. I'm not scolding. I'm explaining, okay? Because the constant interruptions can cause me to lose the connection. So I have a darker colored dog. You said your dog was brown, coming through. And I feel that this dog certainly loved you. You loved this amazing animal. There is a huge sense of peace that this dog has. But now the dog is stepping aside and your father is coming forward. And what's really amazing with your father, he's reaching out, and in his hands, there's this ball of light, a ball of white light. And what he's explaining is not only is he in the light, but the light is peace, and he wants that peace to be transmitted to you in this world. The reason that he was very difficult on you, like you said, in this world, but the reason that he has transmitted to you from the other side that you were his number one is because you were always there for him. He said, you were always there for me. You were always there for your mother. He said, I treated you badly because I felt so disabled, so limited, so crippled, and I was taking out my frustrations and pain on you. And for that, I am very sorry. And he's asking you, he said, you will find great peace if you go to a heiau, an open air heiau at night, and look at the stars. And when you do that, he said, you will feel the presence of all of us around you. He said he wants you to connect to the native spirituality, because I've been to Hawaii and I spent a lot of time with Hawaiian priests. And he's telling you to take advantage of that, to look at the stars. And he said, and you will receive a message, and a message of hope. And that's also what that star, that ball of light is. So this is a very, very positive message. And he said that you're long suffering. He said, but all of this will pass, and then your life will be taking a new path. So basically, for now, you have to endure this. Dr. Pat, I really think he needs the benefit of your mm-hmm. wisdom here.
Yeah. You know, thank you so much for calling in. Which island are you on?
Am I in Oahu?
Oahu. There's a place on Oahu I love. I'm going to tell you about it. I consider it sacred. I spent a lot of time. I was in relationship with somebody that was born there. One of my friends taught, the Hawaiian language at Kamehameha School. So I got to see some mm-hmm. places on the island that were healing for me at a time where I needed to heal and I needed to release. You live in a place mm-hmm. that has more rituals about releasing and loving at the same time. You know, I also understood a lot more about Madame Pele, more than I wanted to sometimes. But there's a place around the North Shore. It's Cabela Bay. And if mm-hmm. if you go north, there's the Turtle, right? The hotel. But there's a small mm-hmm. little place. If you're coming from the north and you come around, the resort will be on the right. And you'll go maybe a quarter of a mile, half a mile. It'll be on the right-hand side. Usually you can get barbecue across the street. But you have to park your car and you have to walk through there to see the bay. Nobody's there. Mm-hmm. It's private. It's healing. Whether you do that, what I really encourage you to do is what I learned from the beautiful islands. And that is, there is a way mm-hmm. to honor and a way to release. But what I really want to say to you, you have to honor yourself first. You understand, right? That mm-hmm. you have to honor yourself. You know, losing, when I lost my dog, Travis, after 13 years, mm-hmm. you can't express it. It's hard to express. But please don't give up on life. Mm-hmm. Please. Don't give up on life. Are you part of a community? Do you have Ohana? Are you part of something that you can connect with there?
Unfortunately, the very people that you would think are your support group have only been interested in your parents' money and, you know, everything.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about those people. No. So let me help you out real quick. There are more places there than most places in the world to connect with groups of people around grieving. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about our family and friends who don't really understand not a single bit of thing about it. I highly encourage you to find those groups. I know there's one mm-hmm. by Coco Crater. I just know there are. I know the island, you know, really well for somebody that doesn't live there. But I know there are places and I know there are communities. Please go online and look for them. You qualify to get some grief support. Please go online and get support. There are also great support groups there for people that are caring for aging parents. I'm telling you, more mm-hmm. than almost any place I know about, the islands are rich for them. Okay, will you try to do that?
I'll try.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling
me. Aloha and mahalo.
I healed on Oahu. I couldn't believe it. But I was connected with people that got me in the right places. I'm not saying it wasn't work there, Mark. Jessica, what do you think?
Yeah, we've got time for one more. So let's go to Katrina, who is in Indiana. Katrina, you are on the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Katrina. How can we help you? And we're going to have to move a little quickly, so I'm going to hop you right over to Mark. What do you say?
Okay. Okay. All righty. I was just wondering if I had any messages from my loved ones, and especially one where my granddaughter, she has gotten herself into some trouble a couple years ago, and
well, hold on, I'm Katrina.
Just
Katrina.
Let's get right. Let me help you out here with Mark. We're going to let you get right to the reading and let him do his thing. Okay. Cool.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful coming in with a grocery list for spirits. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Katrina, I'm getting a male energy coming through, and he feels like he could be on the parent level. Now, that could be an uncle, it could be an older relative or friend. And when I'm getting with him, looks like he had a bit of a belly on him prior to passing. I'm getting a huge amount of burning sensation in his lower groin area. So, yeah, and it feels like he may have had a cancerous condition based on other symptoms that I'm feeling. I'm getting a dizzy disorientation prior to passing, which would indicate that he was being heavily medicated. And let me tell you, he needed to be based on the amount of pain that he was experiencing. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's connecting with you, and he is saying that April is going to be a big turnaround time. Now, I know you wanted to talk about your granddaughter, but he's talking about you. He said you're going through a huge flux right now. He said you feel like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And he said, but you know what? You're handling it really well. And in April, things are going to start turning around. And he said that part of the problem is the people around you turn to you for advice, for guidance, for money, for assistance. And he said they're going to start figuring things out for themselves. And what you have to tell them is you created this situation, so now you must find your way out of it. He's very adamant about that. And he said, you're not being unkind. He said, you're doing the right thing. Dr. Pat.
I want to break out in like this song. I want to break out in this song. It's an old school song, but it really is old school. Every time I hear it, you know, I grew up with a mom that really loved music, and she would sing these songs, and then she made us sing. I can't sing, so I'm not going to sing it.
Well, that's what my mom does.
Exactly. So there is a song by Connie Francis. Oh my God. And Connie Francis, I think, is still alive. I was trying to interview her. And it's Who's Sorry Now? That song.
Oh. And
Whose Heart Is Aching for Breaking? It's a really interesting song, right? But I think what Mark is saying is, who's messing with your boundaries? Who's doing that? Who is it that's messing with you? You know what I mean by that? It's like you got your friend over, they come over for dinner, you tell them you're going to go to bed early, and they stay till 1 o'clock, and you can't get rid of them. Not saying that to you.
Well, I think it's family all around me that it's too much.
What are they and wanting from myself. You? I only have a few minutes, so I've got to get to it to help you.
My granddaughter. You know, I have to take care of my granddaughter.
Oh, this is
our daughter. My husband's the one, and I've called in a couple times for you guys that had the brain aneurysm.
Yes, yes, I remember and, you. Yes, okay. Yeah. Look it.
He's
come
doing
on
very
now.
Very well.
Yeah, we told you he would do well, right?
He's doing very well. Yeah. I mean, he's not quite got it all together, you know, but he's really he's doing so good. I mean,
so here, let me tell you really quickly. And I think I was a little bit more gentler when you called in last time, but I'm going to be a little bit more direct with you. Mm-hmm. You need to put on your oxygen mask first right now. You need to put on your oxygen mask first. I don't need to explain
really?
That to you, do I? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Really?
No, for real. Like,
I don't
like
either.
Like yesterday.
You
need to take care
that,
of yourself.
You know, I don't use it.
You need to take care of yourself.
Wow.
Listen to me. That's metaphorically and that's directly. That came up for me to tell you. Now, you don't have to tell us on air what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about to you.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I tell myself that. I don't like it, but.
No, you have to do it. Okay. I'm gonna tell you, you need to do this now. Jessica's going to kick us off here in a minute. I need you to tell three people no. Three people.
Okay.
In the next 7 days, no. I'm not telling you who, and I'm certainly not telling you to tell your husband that. Three other people outside your husband. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that for you today.
I can't.
No, of course not. And I would never say that. Are you kidding? I'd get the hate mail. You're going to be saying, no, I don't want to. You're not going to say I can't. So stop using the word you can't, okay? So just you're going to be saying to him, no, you know, to right now. Please hold back on this because I do this all the time. You know, I really don't want to. You know, I just got all this other stuff. No, you have earned the right to your no. You have heard, that's a good social media post right there, Jessica. You have earned
the right to your.
I didn't say this was easy, but it's essential.
No, anybody know.
You've got 7 days. I'm asking you three no's. If you don't do this, you will not have anything left in your tank.
Okay. I don't have hardly anything left now, I know.
And they take advantage of you because they all know you will never say no.
But so just say, Dr. Pat, did we call in the show? Dr. Pat said for me that I'm just going to say to you, I don't, you know, like right now, I'm just going to say I don't want to. Please don't forget my voice in your head now.
All right.
Now, use some discernment. Now, look, if my friend Linda called me today and was having problems with her health, I would get on a plane and I would be in New Jersey faster than the plane's there. So I'm not talking about those things. But it's okay for somebody else to take care of somebody else for a day or two, right? Right? When was the last time you got your nails done or you went to the spa or something? When was the last time you did anything like that? Oh my goodness, you're gonna have to call back next show.
You know what? I want you to ponder that because we will be back next week. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the callers. We have the best audience in the world. Woo! This is the Psychic and the Doc, and we'll be back next Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody, and get that mask on. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.